You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Last night here in Los Angeles, the Lakers played back-to-back against the team tied for the worst NBA record, the Wizards. LeBron did play. Way to go, LeBron. After leading that comeback the night before from 21 down in the fourth quarter against the Clippers. Yeah, the Lakers barely survived the Wizards in a wild finish in overtime. So, Keyshawn, lifelong Laker fan that you are, encouraged or discouraged by what you saw last night?
Could it be I'm happy they won. I'm not encouraged or discouraged at all. I'm just happy that they won in this situation.
Did you like what you saw? Did you not like it?
I would say, Skip, that I like the fact that LeBron played because we went, you know, back and forth to try to figure out whether or not he was. He gave us 31
And you
points.
Were doubtful he would.
Yeah, because he played so damn hard the night before.
He
but,
did.
You know, right. You just would figure we could get it through this. But as he said once before, you can win or you can lose depending on how you play.
Yeah.
They can beat any team or they can lose any team. And in this situation, it almost looked like we were getting ready to lose to any team. And just watching him on the floor, being able to play and understand we can't lose this game. And then Anthony Davis just, you know, all I can do is say, no matter who the opponent was, to be able to get 40 points and attempt no threes at all is amazing. That means to me that you had your butt inside that box the majority of the time, around the inside, not out on the perimeter, trying to play guard and shooting threes. Zero attempts. So when I look at that, I say to myself, okay. And then you also look at Austin Reeves, who chipped in, played pretty hard, pretty well.
He did.
Down the stretch, especially. I look at it, I say, okay, it's another W. Now let's just see if we can keep piling them on. Now it gets tough. We got these Minnesotas and these Phoenixes coming up.
Wait, you didn't mention Denver. You got Denver on Saturday night.
Denver,
right.
All of these teams coming up. Now, we're sitting at the ninth spot.
Yeah.
We're only about between 9 and 5. I think we're about 4 games out of that space. So we can now kind of gauge it and say to ourselves, we need to play a certain way to be able to get into a sweeter spot come postseason time down the stretch.
Yep.
And I think that part is encouraging for me.
Yep.
Not the fact that they won in overtime against the Wizards. It's like, okay, you won the game. You played hard the night before. I didn't expect for you to win by 9 points, and neither did you, Skip.
Yeah.
Was it 9.5?
9.5.
Yeah, I told you I would
take those points and run with Washington, and that was the right way to go.
How much did you win?
I didn't bet on it. I just bet my pride against you as usual.
And against LeBron.
Every time.
Got it.
Against LeBron. Go, Michael, your thoughts, please.
LeBron. Say, in against LeBron. Let me tell you what, and I will answer the question. I think, Key, you should be encouraged. I mean, when you think about what you saw the other night, and I'm glad I get an opportunity to talk about what I saw the other night, that emotional win by the king and the way the king played that game. You in football, we talk about when you get an emotional win like that, a week later, the team still is not really down from that emotional win, and it affects the way they play. There's a study that showed that. There's studies out there. I can only imagine what it's like in basketball. That kind of win the night before. I wasn't here. I didn't get a chance to talk about it, but I'm glad I get a chance to talk about it because I'm sitting at home and I'm watching this game. And I don't know if y'all see it the way I see it, but I saw what a great battle. They were talking about this the last time. They're sharing this building. they're sharing the building. And last time, they will be playing while sharing the building. That means, you know, the Clippers will move on.
Man,
south
nobody
to their
care
building.
About no Clippers.
Right. Yeah, yes, it was. This was bigger than that. This was bigger than that. Because let me tell you what they do care about. LeBron James is the king. This I saw like the Last Supper. In no way with the Clippers up like that and the king having his Last Supper, the last game right here, he said, no, I can't let the Clippers come in my house and take my Last Supper.
Lord,
no, that's not how it's wrote in scripture. So the king took over in the fourth quarter. 11:45 left, put up 19 points, five three-pointers. That's not even how he wins games. But I believe a win like this with the Lakers is the kind of win that propels you. This propels you. LeBron to come back and play like this the next night and do what he did when, Key, you thought he should be resting. This tells everybody, this man is so committed.
If this
old man can get up here and do it, so can you.
What's that? I did not think that he was going. I thought he should. I mean, I thought. I said, hey,
they
most
can take
likely,
care of business with him resting.
Yes, that he would, that most likely he would rest up, because this is the team that's tied with the worst record in the National Basketball Association. And amen to you too, Preacher Michael.
Preacher Michael.
Yeah, but he's trying to tell them what we have to do running now down the stretch. There is no break. There's not even a break for me. So how do I almost said something? You know there can't be a break for you guys. Let's just go. And I heard D. Russell after the game talking about how tired they were, but they had to pull it together and win that game. That's why I say you should be encouraged. They will see some more of those games.
By the way, Michael, maybe you were eating the last of your supper and you missed the last 5 minutes of the Clippers game the night before, but here LeBron didn't score for the last 4:38 of that game. And he missed the dagger three that would have ended it. Then he missed the dagger runner that would have ended it. And then it went down. Would you believe the Lakers almost blew a six-point lead in the last minute? And it went down to Kawhi getting a shot on LeBron. LeBron played okay defense. It wasn't suffocating defense. And I've never seen Kawhi gag a shot like that. But that was the night before. But I had to address that. All right, let's address what happened last night. Because speaking of so damn tired as LeBron was, down the stretch of regulation, something happened I have never seen happen in LeBron's career. Because with 3:26 left in a very tight teeter-totter game, back and forth, LeBron got so gassed last night, he took himself out of the game. I don't think I've ever seen that before. If we could see, I think we have a shot of him on the sideline, on the bench. He just said, I just can't go. God bless him. He's human. And he took himself out of the game at 3:26. He did not return until 1:11 was left in the game. And now they're down two. And if we could see what happens with 34 seconds left, God bless LeBron, because he put his head down and drove it instead of jacking up another three. And he drives it on Bagley. But he was so gassed, so out of gas. If we could see what happened.
He blocked the shot.
No, he didn't just block his shot. I have never seen LeBron get blocked.
He didn't have the legs.
Do we not?
Just played nine quarters in 2 days.
Okay, so he goes up against Bagley. I guess we don't. Would you say, Nick, we don't have it?
You don't need to have it. I'm telling you what happened. It's to the right side. He goes up. The dude.
It didn't get blocked. It got it got eaten alive. And Here we go. Here's LeBron. And he goes up on Bagley, and he's got nowhere to go and gets just absolutely annihilated, blocked, and knocked down.
What's the point? Okay? Why are you trying to show this?
Okay? Because now it's an out-of-bounds play, and LeBron, let's see the inbounds pass. He throws an inbounds pass. That's enough. Okay, we got this. Okay. Now he throws an inbounds pass. Here we go. Inbounds pass, and it should have been a turnover, and guess who saves the day again? The guy you don't like, the guy you don't buy. Austin Reeves saves the day, takes the ball, and look at this. Austin Reeves makes a shot over Bagley.
He gave us a nice Euro step.
He saved the night. He saved the night because he's the closer. He's the guy who needs the ball in his hands. He is the closer.
I'm your teammate on this show.
That's the shot of the night right there. He goes and gets hits what should have been a turnover and saves that and makes that shot. And then all of a sudden, you're okay. And then Jordan Poole gets a shot. And I'm going to give LeBron some credit here. If we'd see Jordan Poole's shot at the end of regulation.
Yeah, he put his hand up, got out there,
LeBron
made him
LeBron got out
shot.
There.
Yeah.
He got out there.
He got
this
out there,
LeBron
made him
on him.
Turn,
he made
stutter.
Him. He made him go back and forth. And he airballed it because he got nothing but backboard. Okay, so now I'm going to give LeBron some big love because this is the middle of overtime. It starts off with the sequence in which I think we have the whole sequence. LeBron does commit a turnover because Kyle Kuzma steals
this
pass.
Come on,
not
AD.
Not a good idea. And look what LeBron does. He does not give up on the play. And another classic chase down block on Jordan Poole. The ball is loose.
LeBron
the ball
James.
Is
He's
loose.
He's not going to give up on the play.
The ball
play.
Is loose. The ball is loose. And now it's Kuzma. Nope. And guess what's about to happen? Here we go. They're down three at this point, and LeBron says, yeah, I'm tired.
Yeah, he's getting ready to pull it.
My legs are a little shaky, but I'm going to rip this one, and he rips it. Way to go. Boom. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Now the game is tied. And now we got LeBron at the free throw line with 1:28 left. Maybe your legs are a little shaky. This is the second free throw. This is to ice it because you're up three. You're up three. You need this one to go up four with 34 seconds left. Whoops. And here we go. And we're coming the other direction now. And guess what's about to happen? Austin Reeves is about to happen again because Jordan Poole is hot.
Of the
Jordan
team.
Poole is a hot hand. He is killing them. And watch what Austin Reeves does. Here's Austin Reeves. He goes up. And guess what? He blocks Jordan Poole's shot.
Okay.
People say he can't defend. He's a liability. He blocked their best shooter's shot.
That's
Was that not a game saver at that point?
No
Way
one's
to go.
Ever saying that the man can't play basketball.
Okay, well, so that was...
You unbelievable.
No, I'm believable because I'm the only one who actually watched the game carefully here, it sounds like. All right, so then we come down, and LeBron's got another chance to go dagger, and he drives the ball in and takes like an 8-foot runner. Here's LeBron. 8-foot runner. Nope. And guess who gets the offensive rebound?
That's his damn job.
The closer gets it. Austin Reeves.
That's his job. Skip, he's a teammate.
Way to go, Austin
Reeves. You want LeBron to do every damn thing? Come on now, man.
All right, way to go.
You want LeBron to do everything.
Then the ball goes to, here's LeBron. The ball
that's the
actually,
runner again.
Yeah, that's the runner again. And the ball gets swung to AD, who looks like he's got some kind of layup or dunk. And I'm thinking, this is it. Now the game's going to be over. Nice pass from Austin Reeves.
Nobody's saying that Austin Reeves didn't make a nice pass. It fell off AD's foot.
Great feed, and he dribbles it off his own foot. Like, no! And now guess what? They're going to get one last shot at it by Kyle Kuzma, your ex-Laker. Where is he now? He's with the Wizards. And Kyle Kuzma actually gets a good look over Rui. And I thought for a second this was going in, but it lipped. And you survived by 3 points.
You're showing all the highlights on Austin Reeves. Yeah. And I told you when we first started this segment, Reeves played well down the stretch.
Yeah.
What you want me to do? You want me to give him a 10-year deal for $800 million because he played well in the second half of a game?
You have questioned his credibility multiple times on this show.
No one has questioned his credibility.
And all of a sudden, every time I look up, he's making the closer plays for this team.
If we can get better.
In the hustle play.
If we could have gotten better. If we could have gotten better, Skip. If put some package together that included Austin Reeves to make us better. By Austin Reeves?
Mm-mm.
That's
no, he can play.
What do you mean, no?
He could play for Team USA.
You know those
Steve Kerr loved him for Team USA and utilized him often.
I can't talk
in
to
closer
you.
Situations.
No one's ever said he can't play.
He can play. It's no why one, you have a chance no to win the West. You've got Austin Reeves. Remember what he did against Denver in the conference finals in the fourth quarters? He made 7 of 8 threes in the fourth quarters against Denver. And by the way, you've lost 7 straight games now against Denver.
You do realize he was 0 for 2 last night shooting threes.
Yeah.
He was 0 for 2 shooting threes last night.
I just showed you down the stretch.
I don't care. I'm just telling you he was 0 for 2 shooting threes last night. No one's discrediting the young man. He played. He stepped up. It was gritty. It was guts. All of those things coming off a second night. But you want to make it seem like with your little slick highlights that LeBron James almost lost the game and Austin Reeves came out of the sky and saved the day for the Los Angeles Lakers.
When you say gritty and guts, those sound like buzzwords to just sort of dismiss somebody as an overachiever.
Man, I'm done with you.
Am I right?
You got to stop, man.
Sounds like buzzwords.
Gritty and guts.
explode from
Keyshawn. He's picking up all the loose balls. That's what Key said. He's running
making
around.
All the big
he's
shots.
In the area where all of where everything's coming. You know, and really, he out hustled those guys. He out hustled those guys.
I wish I was at your condo having a conversation with you, because then I could just curse you out like
you
I want to.
And it's like, and I could curse back. Right?
But you say stuff that make words stay stuck on my tongue that I want to use and I know I can't use.
You know I'm right.
It's okay.
It's not that you're right or wrong, Skip.
No, it's
you're trying
I'm
to
right.
put an emphasis on something that's not there.
I just showed you what happened.
You try to put an emphasis on something that's not there.
Oh, it's all there. I just showed you the tape.
That's
tape doesn't lie.
Coach, right. that's his job. Right. His job is to pick up his teammates when they're not doing great. That's LeBron's job. That's AD's job. That's Russ's job. Mm-hmm. That's Rui's job. That's whoever comes off the bench's job.
Yeah.
When your teammates aren't doing the things that they need to, somebody else, that's why it's called a role player. Play your damn role.
He's not a role player.
Okay.
He's a starter.
I'm going to stop having this conversation with you because you sound crazy.
No, I don't sound crazy.
All right.
I've been doing this a lot longer than you have, but that's okay. You're learning.
What the hell does that matter? You're older than me. Of course you've been doing it longer.
No.
I had 11 years of professional football to play, so I had to do that before I could come here and make you look silly.
I started covering your Lakers in the mid-1970s.
You was born in the 30s.
No, I wasn't born in the 30s. Not that old, but it's funny how I look y'all younger than you do, but that's okay.
He looks like...
All right.
I would, too, if I
we
was...
We got to talk Dallas Packers. Cowboys with Michael Irvin, because we haven't heard from him about the Cowboys, and they are doing
dude.
Right now nothing.
You're
doing nothing.
Oh, God.
When it comes to travel, we all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place, whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back to make it all happen. My happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this: crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right. Cabo is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me. That's right. VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. And while scoring deals up to 5 times faster, it's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew, ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids, just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me. Or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
Michael Gelkin, who covers the Cowboys for the Dallas Morning News, reported this. Here at the Combine, the Cowboys have fewer scheduled meetings with agents than in years past. There is no hint they're on the precipice of a high-priced free agency flurry that would resemble what most associate with the quote-unquote all-in buzzword. This is no surprise to me, but Michael Irvin, how disappointed are you in what the Cowboys haven't done so far?
I'm not disappointed at all. If you know Jerry is that dude that does, I call it that Cinderella dance. Dude, most deals are going to get done when the slipper falls off Cinderella or the carriage turns back into a pumpkin, usually real late. Now, Michael Galkin's talking here, and he's talking about he's taking what he sees at the combine. where, you know, everybody usually meets and Jerry, they have the bus out there and everybody comes on to the bus, have a few drinks and talk business and everything. When I hear him say he's not, he hadn't seen him talk, he did not see him talk to any agents, so he doesn't think they're in the hunt for big time free agencies.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me because he's also talking about he's not really engaged yet with the main things. That's the Dak Prescott, the CD Lambs, and I believe you should also this year try to take care of Michael Parsons because Michael Parsons himself, is almost like a quarterback. That number, no matter what, it's just only going to keep going north. So get this opportunity to take care of Michael Parsons. You get him in also. I am not concerned. If he hasn't jumped on those guys just yet, then I don't expect him to be jumping all over the free agency market. And also, Skip and Key, there's a lot here. There's a lot here. So you don't have to jump out and be the first one to pay out a whole lot of money because you'll have some great opportunities even if you miss that first wave. The Saquon Barkley's, look at just the running backs. You got a Saquon Barkley, a Derrick Henry, and an Austin Eckler if you're looking for a good veteran running game back that can come in at your team. So you have depth in this free agency. So, no, I'm not concerned with what I've seen right now so far. I think Jerry just always does business late, and the opportunity and the people and the players that are here in free agency, I think you should wait as opposed to jumping out and paying out extra money.
What do you expect for them to do, Skip, right now? Mm. What is there to do right now? Nothing. There's nothing to do. Like, what meeting on a bus and having a few cocktails and laughing? There's nothing to do. Free agency tampering period starts on March 11th. Free agency opens up on March 13th.
Well, as you know, you can lay a lot of groundwork at this combine if you're so inclined.
Again, Skip.
And they do.
Yeah. Again, Skip, there's nothing to do. March 11th is the official time to start tampering. The 13th opens the door. That's 2 weeks from now. Right now, your focus is let's figure out our own cap with our own guys. And then we start when these other guys are free agents, because they're not free agents right now. You can't talk to the players. You can't necessarily, you can have a conversation about what do you guys think you'll be looking for. But again, what is it that the Dallas Cowboys need? Jerry Jones spoke about I'm all in, but he didn't give specifics as to what all in means, did he, Skip? Did he? No, he did not.
No, but I'm sure a lot in Cowboy Nation leaped to the conclusion
that
we are going to plunge.
But plunge means I got to sign three guys that's going to cost me about $700 million of guaranteed money. Yeah. I'm all in on that.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I got a couple little holes that I may need to fill.
Yeah.
That's all.
Michael Irvin just said there's a run on running backs. That's a hole that you may need to fill, that you probably need to fill via the draft or free agency.
Mm.
You may need to look at an offensive lineman or two in the draft or free agency, but that doesn't take up, I'm going to go get the top offensive lineman available and I'm going to pay crazy when I got three other dudes that I got to address and pay about $700 million of money to. So it's nothing. I wouldn't get all buzzed out about somebody's report about people not walking on a bus or walking in a lobby of a hotel with the Joneses and seeing them talk to people. There's nothing there. I understand how you get. You get all giddy and nervous, and when you don't hear cowboy conversations popping up on a positive side for you, when in fact there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
There's just nothing to talk about.
All right. As Michael well knows, what is Jerry Jones' way of doing business? He does not spend, he drafts. He does not spend in free agency. He drafts cheaper football players that they grow in the organization.
Yes.
And to their credit, they have drafted not just well. I think they've drafted extremely well over the last 10 or 12 years because it manifests in 12 wins, 12 wins, and 12 wins over the last three seasons. It does not manifest in playoff success. And unfortunately, Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott were all part of what happened against Green Bay in a home playoff game as the two seed when we fell behind 27-0 before halftime and we were down 48-16 early in the fourth quarter to the youngest team in the NFL, the Green Bay Packers. That's the point and the problem. But Jerry said after that, to win back Cowboy Nation, to get everybody to buy ice from the Eskimos once again, he said, hey, we're all in this offseason. And everybody says, oh, maybe that means, you know, Michael's saying Derrick Henry, or maybe it's Saquon, or maybe it's
that's your Austin own delusional Edwards. State okay. of mind, though, Skip. Yep.
Okay.
That man didn't say that. Yep. That man just said, no. I'm all in. He didn't say, I'm all in. I'm right. going to get Justin Jefferson, and I'm trading for T. He didn't say that.
He didn't say that.
So, and he's all in every year. And he's all in every year. But now, and Keith, you're right. But Skip, you're right. You're right also in this sense. Remember where that thing was when Jerry said he's all in. We were talking about, I don't know how you go into next season with any hope. If you keep this coach.
That's correct.
He kept that coach.
He did.
So now he had to sprinkle some sauce on that coach because that meat was stale. We didn't want to eat it anymore. We were like, no. So he sprinkled, I'm all in.
He did.
So we think, oh, God. Here comes hope again.
That's your fault.
We're going to go get the play. I understand. I'm not. I totally understand. And I'm telling you, Jerry's shrewd enough to know he had to give up that. He had to give out that hope by saying he's all in. And he's shrewd enough to know right here that he's going to have to somehow. He's going to have to make a move. Now, he's going to have to do something. I believe he is going to do something. Yeah. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah. He. After you lost, and Skip just sat here and said, those guys were part of those 3-12 win seasons that got you nothing. You wouldn't have 12 wins without them. So what you're saying, Skip, is that those three guys should leave the team? Is that what you're saying?
Y'all should get rid of that.
Okay.
But what do you expect in next year's playoffs?
I don't know what to expect because there's a new defensive coordinator in Mike Zimmer.
Yeah.
You're going to add some guys in free agency. You're going to add add some bodies in the draft.
Okay.
I don't know what you're going to get.
So what did Jerry Jones do last offseason that had me jumping for joy? I was about to dance on top of this desk. He made two little bargain basement deals, he did.
Stephon Gilmore?
He got Stephon Gilmore, a former defensive player of the year. I still think he's a top five corner. He went and stole him from Indianapolis for a fifth-round pick and paid him $11 million last year, which I think is a pretty reasonable deal for a player of that quality and stature. And then he goes, as Michael just said, he went and got Brandon Cooks for
smart. Skip, he's a brilliant, he's a smart player, and he's great for your young players that you have.
And he got Brandon Cooks for a fifth and a sixth rounder, and he paid him $12 million last year, which is a bargain price for a receiver that proven with that kind of track record and that kind of credibility in your receiver room teaching your young receivers. So I go, Stephon Gilmore and Brandon Cooks, and then we draft Deuce Vaughn. I thought we stole him in the draft, and I'm thinking that's the icing we needed on top. Those are the last pieces of the puzzle, and silly me, I'm dancing over those moves. But they're classic Jerry Jones specials because he didn't pay a ton of money or draft picks to go get them. But those are the kind of moves I expect him to make this year, moves that might look like, oh, that'll do it, and again, You're still the core of who you are, and the coach is still the coach, and the quarterback is still the quarterback going into next year's playoffs.
So
pool, as I spoke, the pool in which he will draw from is a vast pool to pull from. You have talent in this free agent class, both on offense and on defense, that the Dallas Cowboys can use and get better. At that place in the kind of deals that you just brought up, Skip, I think you have better opportunity this year than you had last year.
If he plugs the holes that y'all may have because of the depth in certain positions in the free agent marketplace, you don't have to reach for the top if the fourth guy is just as good as the first guy in people's eyes and not spend the type of money. What's the rush? The rush is for you as a fan to be able to say, well, we're doing something. No, you don't. When the man spoke about going all in, there's a head coach that he needs to go in all on, and there's three players that he needs to go all in on. That's what he was talking about. Simple and plain. Simple and plain. Every single year, teams are going to go get guys to plug holes. They still got to make decisions on the roster in guys that they want to release, guys that they want to retain, and eyeballing guys that may be on other teams that they may want to trade for. You just got to be patient in this situation. You just got out of the month of February. Today is the 1st of March. The season does not start till September, Skip.
Yeah.
There is no sense of urgency at all.
Michael Irvin, help me out here. The last big-time free agent I can remember Jerry plunging for was this guy named Deion Sanders back after the 94 season.
There's no Deion on the damn market. You
know, I'm just saying, that's the last time it happened. That was a long time ago, 1994 going into 95. Long time ago, right? We're going back almost 30 years ago that happened.
Right. But, you know, Skip, you know what? And I work with him now, and we talked about this. I would have liked, and it's certainly not on the level of a Deion, but the move he made a couple of years ago, when they brought in, remember they brought in Gerald McCoy? Gerald McCoy was supposed to help bring in some help, some run stopping. He was going to get a chance to play back in Dallas, where he lives.
I don't think
he was done then, though, Michael.
Yeah. I know that's what everybody thought. I know. Yeah, he had a leg. But see, that's what. And when I talked to him, he was before he got hurt. He was saying, he said, Michael, I was playing some of my best football because he still thought he had football left in him, and he wanted the opportunity to play back home, back in Dallas, and. Those kinds of moves, even here, those kinds of moves will help the Dallas Cowboys right here. You go find you somebody that you know can help slow down and stop that run. Now with the Mike Zimmer, somebody, because Mike Zimmer is going to try to protect against the run. He sees this. Now you're really playing the complementary football with a top five offense and a defense that say, let me keep everything in front of me, not the high risk defense that Dan Quinn put on the floor. That gives you an opportunity.
But Gerald McCoy was not the prize of free agency. Skip is talking about the prize.
No, he wasn't.
Skip is talking about making a splash.
And that's my point.
In the prize of free agency, there are no prize of free agent guys that are like that, that are on the marketplace because if it is, you don't want him anyway.
There are no Deion Sanders. But so the Deion Sanders is the cream of the top. The top. But you go and you say Gerald McCoy was very directed. It was a better move. And I'm going to tell you something. It had people in Dallas hyped before he got hurt because he was looking very good. I want to see some of that. I want to see some of that early so we know early that we're going to be stopping the run. And that kind of stuff will give me some hope.
All right.
Y'all going to get hope. Y'all gonna give yourself hope even if you down 27-0 at halftime. Y'all feel like y'all still got hope.
27-0.
Man, go on, man.
What you mean? I spent enough times with you this fall to tell the world that you got hope when you're down 27-0. Like you told me, you were so confused in the Baltimore game. You thought that was the Cowboys play. You talking about we gonna come back here, Key. I'm like, Cowboys ain't playing.
Man. Go ahead. I was talking about the team I picked.
No, you was not.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ball back down. We've kicked this around all week, and now it's Lil Wayne's turn. Wayne, Justin Fields or Caleb Williams?
Yeah.
Skip, Unc, I'm going with Justin Fields. I'm going with Justin Fields because of the experience. And rather we like the experience, rather we like the journey, the whatever, to this point, there's still tomorrow, meaning he still turned the page and he's growing, he's progressing. And I believe that Caleb is just simple. Caleb just coming into the league, mm-hmm. and you know when you just come into the league and you're a rookie and you make a splash, that's rare. We don't get that every year. Like, we don't get C.J. Stroud every year like that. You know what I'm saying? So, Caleb is a beast. Caleb is a beast. I don't believe in the old small stuff and all that, and he's different and all. No, Caleb is a beast. Caleb is a beast. It's just that.
Will he ultimately be a bigger beast than Justin is?
I don't know about that. I don't know how to look that far into the future, but what I do know is that I believe that his road to success obviously will be a little sooner. Faster than Justin's is.
Okay, so right. But you'd stick right. with Justin.
I'm still sticking with Justin. Yeah.
All right. Go, Michael.
But Luane, you get the, now. Remember, now we're talking a couple things here. You're talking on field play, yeah. but also an opportunity. And you just said it yourself that his ceiling is higher than Justin, and yeah. he will come along and progress faster. Now, so I'm getting a little bit younger player. That I get to reset the salary cap with. Mm. You know what I mean? Because now I'm back to a rookie contract mm-hmm. With a talented quarterback who understands the passing game, who understands the passing game with an ability to run and move. He's not the runner that Justin Fields
at
is.
All.
He's not that runner. But he can move. He throws off all these different angles. And the one thing that I say is the reason you can't pass on him
Why?
Is because Patrick Mahomes, you see what Patrick Mahomes does. And all those arm angles this kid throws from and throws, that's Patrick Mahomes type stuff. You can't rob your city of the next possible Patrick Mahomes. You got to take that.
No.
I understand.
Hey, he is special.
Yeah.
He might only be 6 feet tall. He might be a little full of himself thanks to his father. And Hollywood and yeah. Heisman and all that.
Yeah.
But listen, he is a special playmaker. He's got it, whatever that it is.
I don't think he's full of it himself. I believe that he's just a confident young man.
Yeah.
And his humility shows when he cries when after a loss. I wanted everybody to understand that
yep.
that wasn't for television. I went and checked myself. He cried after every loss he's ever had. He cried after every loss.
Yeah. I'll buy that. I'll invest in that.
And so that's passion.
All right. Of the other quarterbacks, who do you like? If it's not Caleb, it's you love LSU, so you got a Heisman winner.
You already know it's Jalen. You already know.
Okay.
That boy should be number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And anybody else catch your eye?
Drake May.
You believe?
I believe. Oh, yes, I believe we're going to be speaking Drake May's name for a minute.
Right, even more than we ever spoke Mitchell Trubisky's name, right?
Yeah, more than that.
In a better
light, too. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Trubisky had his moments in the league, you know, but you think this is a star on the rise?
I believe he's going to be a great NFL quarterback.
Really?
Yes.
Whew, that's a mouthful. Yeah. And you watched him a lot in Carolina.
Dan Orlovsky's Wayne, he's with you on that. I was telling the guys earlier, I always call quarterbacks to help them help me evaluate quarterbacks. And he said, Drake May, I'm telling you, man, he was like, this dude, he can do a C.J. Stroud type of things. He said, and a Jordan Love, talented dude, very raw, he can do a lot of things, and he's going to be a very good pro.
Josh Allen.
I like him,
Josh
too.
Allen?
Josh Allen.
Ooh. I watched Drake May a lot. I didn't see that. I didn't see future star. I didn't see poise and feel for the game like you see.
I see that game manager thing. I see that, but at the highest level.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But you're still sticking with Justin Fields if you're the Bears.
Yeah.
And you're going to let these future stars go down the line.
man, y'all got to have confidence in somebody, man.
Okay.
Have confidence in a young man and watch what happens. You know, you instill confidence. He instill. You give him confidence to put in, in himself. Himself belief is unstoppable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying you're seeing, Caleb and Jaden and Drake are all going to be stars in the league.
Yeah, I actually think so. I think we got a great draft. For quarterbacks, a period though, because I believe Marvin Harrison Jr. is a dog.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Brock Bowers.
A dog.
And then this draft is loaded.
Yeah.
And Michael's going to be there this weekend at the combine.
They both got extra sisters.